This month, city leaders in Fort Smith met with the Environmental Protection Agency to renegotiate parts of a consent decree that came as a result of years-long violations of the Clean Water Act. City Administrator Carl Gefkin says they went to Dallas to meet with Region 6 of the EPA, the Department of Justice, and the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality.
What we wanted to do, as we had proposed in a prior conference call, was to ask to have the consent decree that the city of Fort Smith has to have it amended, modified, to make it more reasonable, more efficient, and less costly.
The consent decree requires the city make an estimated $480 million in sewer upgrades over the course of 12 years to fix sewer overflows that had been going into the Arkansas River. Gefkin says one of the issues they have with the agreement is having to perform some of the required tasks at the same time instead of having the flexibility to do them sequentially.
For example, we are having to clean the pipes and set up a maintenance program, which we've already done, and the process and the plan has been approved. But at the same time, they want us to assess the capacity of the pipes, come up with a plan to increase the capacity where needed, and at the same time, do hydraulic modeling.
By doing everything at the same time, Gefkin says the hydraulic modeling has been less than 50% accurate. He adds the city spent $200 million on improvements prior to entering the consent decree in 2015 and an additional $100 million in the last 3 years. Raising that kind of money has meant sewer rate increases for Fort Smith residents, something Gefkin says he doesn't want to see come up again.
Now what we're saying is that by the EPA's own guidelines, we are at 2%. The cost for sewer treatment, stormwater, is between 2 and 2.2% of median household income. And the Department of Environmental Protection guidelines state that it should not exceed 2%.
Gefkin says he'd like to see rates capped at no more than 1.9% of median household income.
So because of that, we said that between today and the end of the consent decree, as initially proposed, which is in 2026, we can spend between an additional $100 to $156 million, and then that's it.
And Gefkin says the city has also reduced its wet weather sewer overflows by nearly 95%. Now they're planning to address dry weather overflows and plan to have that project completed in the next 8 years. After that, Gefkin says he'd like to see any remaining oversight be left to the state.
So the next step is when we left the meeting, we were told to provide a red line. So to take the current consent decree and redline it by making proposed changes. And then we were told by the Department of Justice not to do that. So we've had a little bit of our hopes dashed there that we thought that they were, you know, going to be reasonable and work with us, and now they don't want to do that. And I'm hoping it's just that they want to figure out a good way to help Fort Smith.
Gefkin says he does not expect to hear anything from the EPA or the Department of Justice for another 2 weeks to a month.